Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Morning. You all right? Fighting fit? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? Rocking and raring for the day ahead? I hope so. I hope you're all good. It's a Friday. Hope you're looking forward to the weekend. The weekend ahead. All right. As always, I'm joined by little Harry, who isn't so little, as my producer. How are you this morning, good sir?
Morning. Yeah, I'm all good.
Great. Cool. It is Friday the 27th of February in the year of our Lord 2026, and it's just ticked past 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. You are the glorious band, the chosen few, my band of brothers and a few sisters. Thank you for joining me. Without you, it isn't a thing. All right, should we jump straight into it? Oh, well, before we jump straight into it, quick thing to say, on the front pages of the newspapers today, there's no mention of the by-election. That's weird, isn't it? Weird. There's no mention of it on any of the front pages. It's not like the result was so late that it was too late for the early editions of the papers. That's just, it's really odd to me. I mean, the actual websites go with it loads. But the print media, Fleet Street. Again, I wonder if that little Facebook group of aging editors of the print media was like, oh, the Greens won it. The Greens won it, by the way. That's the headline. Greens won. Let's just lie about it by omission. Let's just not. No one print it, yeah? No one talk about it. It's odd. It's pretty odd to me. So, in fact, for a little bit of a different thing today, why not? Tiny bit different structure. Let's talk about it first. Real quick, at least. We'll talk about it in more detail when we get to the actual websites, but I want to talk about it right away. So, we've got the actual wiki page. Let's bring that up. There you go. So there's Hannah Spencer, the brand new, the Honourable Hannah Spencer MP. She is an insufferable douchebag as well. Really, really middle class, champagne socialist, insufferable. Got all her money from mummy and daddy, and yet is like a champagne socialist. Claiming to be a plumber. You're not a plumber, love. Why are you telling the world you're a plumber? You're not a plumber. You're not a plumber. Yeah, moaning about how landlords are bad. That's a classic commie lefty thing, isn't it? Landlords bad. Anyone that owns anything is bad. She owns properties. Moaning about how inherited wealth. It's not fair that rich people, that mummy and daddy pay for them to have properties. That's exactly what she did. That's exactly her story. Doing a bit of plumbing on some of her own properties and claiming to be a plumber. What a weirdo. Anyway, there you go. Oh, Matty Goodwin. Oh, what's a shame. It's a crying shame. Matt Goodwin's not in Parliament now. Look, I've got a tiny violin there for Matt. Gutted, Matt. Yeah. Containment cog Matt Goodwin failed. So, and Labour come third. That's sort of the biggest story, isn't it? That Labour came third. If you remember, this whole thing was supposed to be so Andy Burnham could become an MP. That worked out well, didn't it? the pretty much the disgraced Labour MP decided he was going to stand down for health reasons. Yeah, right. And it was actually really a gambit, wasn't it? So that Andy Burnham could become an MP and then challenge Sir Keir Starmer in Parliament for the leadership of the party and the country. I wonder if Andy Burnham and Labour didn't let him stand, didn't select him. I wonder if Andy Burnham had been selected, whether he might have won. Who knows? Who knows now? That ship has sailed, isn't it? Either way, Labour came third. This woman there, never heard of her before. The Labour candidate. What's going on with my mouse, Harry? Are you buggering about with it? Okay, got it back. All right. Yeah, that woman came third. So, yeah, I mean, it was... The turnout was under 50%. So that's low. That's very, very low. A turnout of 47.6%. Half people didn't bother turning up. So in other words, there's loads and loads of people there that are so disaffected. This is why I think, maybe it's a bit of cope, probably is a bit of cope, but I don't think too much. I think it's a realistic thing to say, what I'm about to say. This is why I think Restore could do very, very well. That there's a massive amount of people out there that are just completely disaffected. Even Reform aren't doing it for them. They just don't turn up. They're like ex-Tory people, even ex-Labour people. Disenchanted Reform people. Loads and loads of people. There's just nothing out there that they feel they want to vote for. I mean, that's 47% turnout. That's low. That's really low. That talks of a terrible, almost suicidal apathy, doesn't it? That speaks volumes to me when turnouts are that low. It says there's some sort of profound psychological malady amongst the people. Well, it's not a malady. It's not like they're not wrong to be disenchanted. They're not wrong to be, are they? It speaks of something terribly wrong. Terribly wrong when turnout's that low. All right, turnout is what it was. Was what it was. Now she gets the Honourable Hannah Spencer MP got 14,000, just shy of 15,000 votes. Why is my mouse not working, Harry? You might have to come in here and sort it out for me. It's not. Just try the other mouse. Okay. Slight technical difficulties, but we'll. I'll carry on talking. Yeah, so she got 15,000 votes, and then next down, Matty Boyer, got 10,500 votes. Yeah, I have to change mouse. Thank you. Thank you. We are live. These things happen. Live TV, except it's not TV, is it? Okay, I've got a mouse now. All right, so, yeah, he got 10,500 votes. So that's not that close, really. That's not that close. She's got a majority now of, like, 4,000 odd. You wouldn't call it a safe green seat, but it didn't come down to, like, the 100 votes, did it? I wonder if the Reformers will claim that the much, much smaller parties, like Advance or something, split the vote for Matt. And if it hadn't been for them, Matt would have won. I don't think so. I think her win is big enough there where that argument doesn't make sense. I'd have to look at the breakdown of all the numbers. Yeah, and then Labour, another 1,000 or so back. So trounced, really. The Greens trounced Labour. It was a Labour. That was the what it was before, right? So it's a flip from Labour to Green to the tune of 5,000 odd votes. 50% more votes. So, yeah, the argument that Labour are in trouble is sort of a sound argument, isn't it? I wonder if they've got the breakdown on this page of all the other smaller votes. Do they seem to have it? All right, not so much. Okay, so I thought we'd talk about that first, because it's sort of, to me, the most important thing of the day. The Greens. There you go. Kind of funny. To me. They've now got 5 MPs. They're now on 5. And we'll talk all about the Muslim vote later. That's a very quite heavy Muslim population in that area of Manchester. It's sort of about 30%. And that the Greens, some people are saying, talk loads about Gaza. Anti-Israel, pro-Gaza rhetoric. Obviously got nothing to do with, like, the life and experience of Hannah Spencer or environmentalism. Again, the Green Party's been co-opted by Islamists, communists and Islamists. Made a lot of it about Gaza, apparently. And some people are saying, Nigel Farage and others are saying, that there's lots of family voting going on there. That's a kind way of saying electoral fraud, cheating. Muslim families, obviously usually the male leader of the household, making everyone else in his family vote a certain way. There seems to be a lot of evidence of that in this. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Should we do the papers? Let's talk about the papers, shall we? Which don't talk about any of this, weirdly. Okay. They go with invisible welfare state, that is parents. That's what they're talking about there. And Huntley fights for life. I mentioned Huntley yesterday, didn't I, briefly, when I mentioned people that should be executed. Remember yesterday I mentioned that Rudy Katana guy, whatever his name was, the Southport, the slaughter of the innocents in Southport. And that Lithuanian guy yesterday, who was convicted of stabbing a 9-year-old girl to death for absolutely no reason in the street. And I mentioned Ian Huntley, didn't I? So this is probably before your time, Harry. I think the murder, the Soham murders happened in 2002, early 2000s. Just a man called Ian Huntley who abducted, sexually assaulted and murdered two little girls. I talked about how some crimes you should be executed for. Well, I said that just yesterday. News today is someone in prison battered him near to death. He's near to death. His skull has been crushed in, apparently. He's not dead at this moment, but he got really badly assaulted in prison, apparently. Well, there you go. Huntley's fights for his life. Oh. Okay. All right. Let's have a look at the pages. The Times. So this is what they were talking about by invisible welfare. Parents have become, quote, invisible welfare state, quote, for jobless young. So it's all in the news today, all over the news. Some report came out yesterday. Talking about how many young people are out of work or not even in education or anything. Like young people under 24, under 25 level people, age people. What do they call them? NEETs, is that right? Anyway, people that are under about 24 or 25 that have got no real work experience, no real education beyond secondary school or something, and no job or in training or anything like that. And that number just keeps going up and up and up. And there's about a million of them at the moment, according to this latest bit of reporting. About a million. And we know, don't we, that in nearly always is the case with these sorts of things. The real number would be far higher. Anyway. And it's saying, I mean, the Times is saying there that it's just the parents that just act as the welfare state. These younger people who don't work or anything, they live at home. Of course they do. If you're not working, how else are you not going to, can't afford a rent or mortgage repayments or anything? So you live at home and you effectively don't do anything, and it's sort of becoming a lost generation. Later there's a headline referring to them as a lost generation. Our economy and country is broken in all sorts of ways. One thing that won't help these young people get a job or training or higher education or anything is if we keep importing millions of new people a year. That won't help them, will it? And yet, still, any talk of actual a cap on migration, or to have net zero migration, or net negative migration, or any talk of that millions must go, that just makes you a neo-Nazi, doesn't it? According to a lot of other people, that just makes you a racist, that just makes you a bigot. Can't address the actual problem. Leila Cunningham might call you a neo-Nazi if you if you notice the actual problem and talk about what needs to be done to remedy it. Lena Cunningham. Pathetic. What a wrong one. Okay, what else have we got? Mystery as Mandelson messages go missing. Oh, they've just gone missing. Oh, it's just gone missing. Lobbying firm account used for Epstein email. So this is a story that there's a company that Mandelson has founded or co-founded for lobbying. What was it actually called? I can't, the Global something. I can't remember. And it seems that he had sent loads of emails to Epstein through that email account. And the whole company's winding down at the moment as well, because it all relied on his personality, effectively. The fact that he was in power or had influence, it all relied on that. Well, all that's gone, hasn't it? So there's no real point having the company anymore. So it's all winding down. And the police or Number 10, the Number 10 investigation, whatever, various people want to see all the emails that went on through there, because that was being used through his time as the US ambassador and stuff, so quite recently. So everyone wants to have a look at what Mandy was saying to who, when, in all that, in that window of time. Oops, all the emails got missing. Oops. And it's gone. It's not funny, is it? It's mad, so dodgy. Mandy's a super dodgy dude, isn't he? Always was. Obviously always was as well. Vegetarians are less likely to get cancer. Probably bowel cancer. I don't know. Okay, the Metro. Harry. Got to be quicker on the disdain cam, son. What are you talking about? Yeah, well, there you go. A million kids stuck on scrap heap. That's those young people that are out of work or education. A million. Help young with no job, education or training, Chancellor told, as shock barrier perilously close. Shock barrier. I did read that article. Doesn't really explain exactly what shock barrier is, really, but okay, all right, yeah. Lost generation fear for 16 to 24-year-olds. Yeah, because the thing is, I mean, I was... Yeah, it's bad, because after a certain while, if you get to a certain age and your CV's still empty, it does just look bad for sort of the rest of your life. Even if you're in your 40s and 50s looking for a job, and they're like, well, what did you do between school and 24 years old? And you just go, nothing. It's like, okay, I think we'll employ someone that did do something. So it's like a self-fulfilling thing after a while, right? Yeah, so, I was lucky enough to come out of uni and start getting jobs straight away, but it must be bad. It must be bad. I do have sympathy for these people. If you're genuinely trying, really trying hard, yeah, sucks. I would hate to have to go back and be 18 again, or 21, coming straight out of uni and trying to make my way in the world now. It would be significantly harder. Significantly harder. Little tip, maybe. A lot of it is about networking. The old adage, it's who you know, not what you know. Unfortunately, that is often the way the world goes round. Unfortunately, that is. If there's any friends of the family or anything like that that can help in any way, anyone in your family or friends of the family or their friends that they know and stuff. Nepotism. I'm talking about nepotism, really, but that is how the world goes round often. Especially if jobs is so competitive to get a job, when there's hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people applying for the same job, and your CV isn't brilliant, absolutely astoundingly brilliant, then you're not going to get it, are you? You're probably almost certainly not going to get it. Yeah. I've got sympathy for young people trying to make it out in the world now. Remember, this mass immigration has made it much, 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 much harder just necked hundreds of thousands of new people every single year, driving down wages, driving up just the sheer number of people applying for jobs. It's not a strength, is it? It's not our strength. It's not good in any way. It doesn't benefit us in any way. Just hundreds of thousands of more like Indians and Nigerians here. What? Why? How is that good? All right. The Eye paper, something about Nadia Hussein again. Don't care. Disappear off into obscurity now, love. If you don't mind. Okay, assisted dying, a little bit about assisted dying. Assisted dying legislation faces collapse with peers, the Lords, accused of sabotage. So just the way parliamentary procedure and timings and things, if it doesn't go through the House of Lords by May, or even before May, it will have to be automatically thrown back to the Commons. I won't bore you really with the details, but basically the Lords are filibustering. Filibustering means, it's actually an American word, isn't it? But you can still do an equivalent of it here in various ways. It means just talking and talking and talking until the clock runs out. That's what some people in the Lords have been accused of doing, or it does seem that's what they're doing. It's like a bit of gamesmanship, really, because the Lords can't actually block Commons legislation in the final reckoning. But they can play a few games. They can filibuster a bit, and they can, you know, like run the clock out, and so that, anyway. Well, the quick blurb says, proposed law legalising assisted dying in specific circumstances is widely expected to fail, with the government indicating it will not be providing additional parliamentary time. Lord Falconer, the bill's supporter in the Lords, says his fellow peers have been filibustering by slowing down the debate to the point that the legislation is talked out. Baroness Berger, don't know if that's Luciana Berger. If that is, she's a true cuckoo in the nest scumbag. I know her. Met her personally, did my master's degree in politics with her. An absolutely insufferable moron. If that's her, if that's Luciana, Baroness Luciana Berger, if that's her. Yeah. Yeah, you're a real scumbag. She had an affair with Ewan Blair, Tony Blair's son, and then suddenly found herself parachuted into a relatively safe Labour seat. She was an MP for Labour. Then she backstabbed Labour, because that's the sort of person she is, over Brexit and stuff. Then she joined that Cuck UK thing. You remember that? she's Jewish. All she talks about is Jewish things. Constantly. That's all she talks about. That's all she's... She's got a son called Zion, right? Then the Cuck UK thing failed. Didn't she join the Lib Dems and then backstab them even? And then da-da-da-da-da. And then she's out of politics entirely. Suddenly she's a peer. That's her system for you, isn't it? Suddenly she, of all people, is a baroness. Right. Luciana, you're getting stripped of that if and when I ever have any say about it. That's getting stripped off of you. You do not deserve that. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Okay, she's a critic. If it is Luciana, but it might be another Baroness Berger. It's possible. I don't think it is, but anyway. Everything I said about Luciana Berger is true there anyway, so... Baroness Berger is a critic of the legislation, says supporters are attacking Lords who are only doing their job of scrutinising the bill, and they argue it is not safe in its current form. Campaigner Esther Ranson accuses minority of peers of blatant sabotage and expresses sadness for future generations of terminally ill parents and their families. All right, there you go. The Mirror. Oh, they go with Huntley, so a lot of the other... Yeah. Don't talk about the by-election. Talk about that Ian Huntley got battered. I mean, if I was an editor, that story's like page 4 or 5 or 6, a little bit in the corner. Oh, and Ian Huntley got battered in prison, by the way. There you go. It's not big news, is it? It's not big news. All right, but here we go. Massive front page. Soham killer, jail beating, Huntley fights for life, lag batters, double child murderer with metal pipe in workshop. And there's a picture of Ian Huntley and the two little angelic girls he murdered. Sexually assaulted and murdered. The Daily Star also go with Huntley. So a monster, Huntley clinging to life. An air ambulance had to take him to hospital from prison. Apparently his skull is smashed in. Or like ripped open. His skull is ripped open. Something like that. Some of the details emerged. So even if he does survive, it sounds like the sort of injury you might just be in a coma for a while and then die. And even if you don't die, you'll probably have bad brain damage or something. So it's like that bad sort of a one. Right, the Daily Mail, they also go with that Huntley got, maybe he's not dead yet, but maybe killed. He's close to death after being battered with a metal pipe. Attacked by inmate in prison workshop leaves Huntley in a bad, bad way. The Sun, Ian Huntley got, not the by-election, Ian Huntley. The guy that did it, that's a picture of the guy that did it, apparently. And he's supposed to have yelled, "I've done it, I've done it." I mean, good, I was saying just yesterday, wasn't I, someone like Ian Huntley should be executed. It's forfeited his right to life, so... I don't think I'm sort of complaining that this has happened. Rough justice in prison, isn't it? Frontiers justice. Real justice. That's social justice for you. That's social justice. This guy... Right, The Guardian. Stop it. Stop existing, The Guardian, if you don't mind. Would you mind? Would you mind just closing yourself down? That would be ideal. Oh no, you're not finished completely ruining our society. Okay. There we go. Classic Guardian. Dropping migrant workers will be a car crash for NHS and care workers, writes some foreign person. Experts say nursing will be badly hit in drive to reduce immigration. We don't need doctors and nurses that are terribly poorly trained from the third world. Nurses that can barely act as nurses, can't really read charts properly. Doctors, supposed doctors that... have a really, really high rate of botched operations. Will it be a car crash? Oh, haven't we got a million young people that are out of training and work? Isn't that also in the news today? The argument that any drop in migrants or immigration to this country just will be a disaster. No, it won't. No, it won't. Our economy will just collapse if we don't have hundreds of thousands of more unskilled or low-skilled workers coming in every single year, year on year. No, it won't. No, it won't. Even someone in the office the other day was talking about how Rupert Loma's story is all well and good, millions must go is all well and good in theory, but wouldn't it make our economy collapse? No, it would be a boon for the economy. Okay. Met police to test face scanning on public. Brilliant. Yeah, let's just move towards that sort of nightmare society. Why not? Why not? I'm being sarcastic, of course. Clinton condemns Trump over cover-up. That's rich, isn't it? Finally, do you remember I've reported on this a fair bit, a little bit. I like following the saga of the Clintons, Mr. and Mrs. Bill Clinton. How, like, right at the beginning of the year, they were supposed to testify, and they just both didn't turn up. Remember this? They were supposed to testify before James Comer in Congress. They just didn't turn up. And then they were going to get arrested for a type of contempt. You know, like, they've been subpoenaed. You can't just ignore that. And so now they decided they will. And so Hillary, I think yesterday it would have been... Yeah, yesterday she did give her testimony. It was behind closed doors, but we got the transcripts. Not ideal, but okay, it is what it is. And Bill will be testifying today, as I understand it. And her testimony was, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Epstein's crimes. I barely knew the man, barely ever met him, and I don't know anything about any criminal activity would have been involved. I've never heard anything about it. And by the way, it's all a cover-up by Trump. But the crimes that he did do, that's all been covered up by Trump. I mean, to some extent, that's true. But it's still rich, isn't it, coming from Hillary Clinton? Like, didn't you and your cabal of gangsters have many, many, many years, all through the Obama years, all through the Biden years? Were you not covering it up? Your side? Or just, again, lies by omission, just ignoring it? Yeah. Certainly during the Biden years. Oh, but Trump, it's all Trump's fault, is it? It's all Trump's fault. You don't know nothing. I swear, Gov, I don't know nothing, I don't. They're only up to their necks, particularly Bill, of course, much more Bill, obviously, but Hillary Clinton. Does anyone really believe that? I don't know, I've never ever heard and don't know anything about any crimes that Epstein did. She'll probably pull the same trick if and when the Podestas come up. Even when a similar thing happens about John Podesta. Don't know, barely met him. Never heard of any rumours at all or anything at all criminal. No, not me, Gov. Hillary Clinton is revolting, isn't she? Not just physically. The Daily Express, oh, it's a good paper. It's a good paper. Serum killer Ian Huntley, critical after prison attack. Okay. Senior Tories back Labour. Oh, sorry, attack Labour for only removing 6% of Channel boat arrivals. No backbone to solve illegal migrant crisis. Wow. Coming from Tories. Wow. Really? From the Tories. Look, Labour lacks the backbone to stop the boats, critics claim, after only 6% of Channel migrants were deported last year. So out of just over 40,000 small boat arrivals, only about 2,500 were deported. The Tories accusing Labour of having no backbone. What a clown world. That's clown world level craziness. Sorry, Tory party, do you think we don't remember like more than 1 year ago? Like, our memory doesn't go any further back than about 18 months ago or so. How Boris dealt with the small boat crisis. Are you doing nothing? Nothing. It was dealt with then exactly how it's dealt with now, i.e. allowing them all in, or actively getting Border Force or the RNLI boats to ferry them more safely, more quickly into Dover and some of the ports on the south coast. Funny, I seem to remember Rishi Sunak being in government, and his whole sort of slogan for government was stop the boats, and the numbers just kept increasing, and the policy was exactly the same as it is now, i.e. just... they just keep coming again and again and again and again and again and again. More and more and more and more and more. But now the Tories are accusing Labour of having no backbone. The hypocrisy, I mean, that's not quite the word, is it? Hypocrisy, I suppose it is, but on some level. But you get what I mean. It's maddening. It's really maddening, isn't it? That they think we don't recall or something. The Tories saying that. I mean, if that was coming from Reform, say, or Rupert, or actually anyone other than the Tories, even if the Lib Dems said it, they wouldn't, because, okay, but let's just stick to, see if it was Reform or Restore saying this, you know, then that would make some logical sense, wouldn't it? But the Tories saying it, I mean, the cheek of it. The brass neck of it coming from the Tories. These people. Well, as we see on with the by-election stuff, the trend is everyone still voting less Tory, less Labour, less Tory, less SNP, less Lib Dem, and everyone voting either Reform or Green. The polarisation of it. You're not interested in the wishy-washy, crappy, centrist thing. People aren't flooding back to the Tories. They're flooding away from Labour now, but not back to the Tories. They're going Reform or Green. Because the Tories are a joke now. I would love to see the Tory party fully, completely die. It deserves to die. It deserves to collapse and die. That should be its punishment for what it's done to us over that 14 years in power. Ruined our country. Ruined the country in loads and loads of ways. Economically, socially. You know, locked in a demographic decline, probably. Probably doomed us to some sort of nightmarish sectarian conflict. What a crime that is. Flooded us with millions of people we never wanted. With invaders we never wanted. What a crime, an unprecedented crime. Dwarfing in numbers, the invasions of like the Vikings or the Romans or anything. What a crime that is. They deserve to die. And then give us Kemi Badenoch as their leader. Mental. Mental. All right, the Daily Telegraph, the Tory Graph, Spanish police to patrol Gibraltar. All right. This woman used to go out with Prince Edward, Charles's and Andrew's younger brother. There's another one. The Queen had another son, Edward, little Eddie, the runt of the litter. He's married to some woman called Sophie. But before that, he went out with this woman. Now she's written a memoir or something about it. Good one. Good story. The Financial Times. Mildly interesting. Some people are saying, I've seen this story in and around the news for like a week or more, a couple of weeks even. But now, for some reason, the Financial Times has decided to put it front and centre. People are saying that Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, big fat insane tyrant, a disgusting specimen of a human being. Some people are saying that he's picking out his successor is one of his daughters. This girl, she's quite young. I think she's only like 16 or 17 or 18 or something. She's quite young. And people are saying the fact that he sort of parades her around now, he puts her front and centre, he has her sitting next to him quite often in public and stuff, that he's sort of grooming her to be his successor. Be interesting. When you actually drill down into some of the details, though, one thing I will say is that North Korea, still, even to this day, is so secretive, so insular, that it's all still a bit of guesswork by Western analysts. It's not much more than guesswork. They're like, this seems to suggest, South Korean person said that he thought that maybe this was the case. It's all that sort of stuff. It's not like there's no real like proper government communiques coming out of North Korea saying we now formally designate this female child to be the next dictator of North Korea or anything like that. It's just that it seems to suggest that he might be grooming her to be the next. Anyway, who knows? Because he's so big and fat and disgusting, he might die of a heart attack at any moment, mightn't he? So he's really revolting. On every level, I'm not just talking about physically, although he is, obviously. Really, really terrible. North Korea, what a mental throwback. The fact that North Korea exists, politically, I mean, not that it still exists on the map, but the political entity of North Korea. What a throwback. Horrible. Really horrible. Again, feel very, very sorry for the average innocent North Korean person that has to live under that insanity. That stupid type of Maoist adjacent, well, it's their own thing, isn't it? Of communism. That weird type of, that family. Kim Il-sung was the first one, wasn't it? Kim Il-sung. Like Kim Il-sung's stripe of communism. like Marxist Leninism with Kim Il Sung's ideas thrown on top of it. Ugh, which just leads to famine or whatever. Just doesn't work. Unless you keep your whole society extremely repressive, it wouldn't work. A cult of personality around this someone like Kim Jong-un. You're supposed to worship him. Everything he does and says is perfect, sort of thing. Oh, you weirdo freaks. All right, let's move on, shall we? Oh, that's the front pages. All right, what did we say for the poll today, then? What did we have for the poll? Harry, bring it up in front of me so I can see it. Engage. Make it so.
So I thought I'd do something.
Oh, we didn't talk about it, did we?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we forgot to talk about it. So Harry's just done this again. Well done. Thanks for sorting that out. Okay, so Harry just put, will you ever vote for the Tories again? Oh, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Oh, good. Nice. My audience are in lockstep with my views, my worldview, because 83% of you say no, never. 14% only if really necessary. And 2% of you say, yes, I love the Tories. No, get out, really get out. And I'm not going to do the joke where I say, I actually love you, don't go stay, please stay. No, get out, no, 2%. You're not welcome here. Yes, I love the Tories. Unless you're trolling, in which case that's fine, that's funny. If you're not trolling, you really mean that. Go on, you're not welcome here. This isn't a Tory podcast. No, I don't mean that. Don't go. I love you. Please stay. I didn't mean it, baby. In all honesty, I'm joking. You're allowed to still want to vote Tory. Only mucking about. Still, stonking 85%. It just went up to 85% of you say, no, never. Well, if we include the only if really necessary, which isn't that far away from no, never, is it? Those are adjacent views, aren't they? A mere 2%, well, it just ticked up to 3%. 3% of you say, yes, I love the Tories. I'm going to choose to believe that every single one of those votes is trolling. You don't mean it. All right, interesting. Most people, certainly most viewers of The Beau Show, Breakfast with Beau, realise that the Tories are done. It's a dying brand. It's a dead brand, right? What they did to this country is inexcusable. Inexcusable. All right, should we move on? Have a look at some of the websites. Let's have a look at some of the websites. Let's get my mouse back here. Okay, let's have a look. First of all, BBC. All right. They go with this performative clown is now an MP. Can you bring that up, Harry, so people can see? This clown LARPing as a politician. There you go. Hannah. All right. All right, there she is accepting her win. Oh, look, Matt Goodwin not looking happy in the background with his teal tie. All right. Yeah, and so the chattering classes often, I've said this before, is that whenever there's a by-election, they always massively over... they put too much emphasis on it. Exaggerate the emphasis of what it means. Like there's might be a story we'll find later. I might not get to it or something. But one pollster was saying, this means Zach Polanski, real name David Paulden, will be the next Prime Minister. No, it doesn't. It's just a by-election. Calm down. It's a good indication. I accept it's a good indication, sure. But it absolutely doesn't mean that the exact same thing will play out at the next general election. It doesn't mean that. But yeah, people always put massive, massive emphasis on it. They always do. But then you always get stories saying what I just said. Saying, all right, it's just a by-election. Don't read too much into it. But okay. I mean, it's the only data point you've got, isn't it? Until the next general election. Chris Mason, BBC handpicked globalist shill, says Green Party will win prompt soul searching. Sorry, Green Party win will prompt soul searching within Labour and questions for Starmer. Yeah. Okay. Epstein tried to buy a palace in Morocco days before his arrest in 2019. There was no end to his ambition, was there? Hillary Clinton tells House panel she had no idea of Epstein's crimes. Yeah, right. Don't believe it. Don't buy it. You're a liar. Hillary Clinton has been shown to lie loads and loads of times over the years. Just a liar. Lied about loads of things. Like lying about going to North Africa, or was it the Balkans or whatever, and coming off an airplane and dodging bullets. Didn't happen. Just a liar. What happened to that server in your bathroom? Don't know. Gone. Pakistan strikes Afghanistan as PM, Pakistani PM, says forces ready to crush Taliban. That's interesting. Came out of the blue to me. I don't keep a close eye on domestic Pakistani or Afghani politics, but there you go. That's quite interesting to me that's happening now. When I read the story, it seems to be that the Taliban started it. I mean, who's to know, believe what's really... But yeah, on the border, because Pakistan and Afghanistan have got a border, haven't they? Remember when Pakistan was found to be harbouring Osama bin Laden? The Pakistani intelligence services and Al-Qaeda, there's some sort of massive overlap there. Okay, well, it just says that the Afghanis were sort of doing incursions and doing things against Pakistan, and Pakistan have launched back. They've like launched stuff in Kabul. Pakistan strikes the Afghan capital of Kabul as part of a wave of attacks across the country, according to a Pakistani government official. The Pakistani strikes on Friday came after the Afghan Taliban announced a major offensive against Pakistani military posts near the border on Thursday night. It's going down. Does this count as something happening? The Nothing Ever Happens crew would say no, not even close. Not even remotely close. Or I don't understand the meme. As tensions flare, Pakistan's PM says the country has, quote, the full capability to crush any aggressive ambitions, quote, while the defence minister declares open war on the Afghan Taliban. There's just complete... There's, quote, open war between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Really? It's not on any of the front pages. It's only like the fourth, fifth story on BBC at all. I think that would be quite a big one. Well, we'll see. I thought I'd bring that one to you because that's, in my mind, relatively big story. All right. Cuba, blackouts and emergency aid. Why the Cuban Revolution faces its biggest threat yet? Well, Cuba is a failed state. It really is. Trump and Rubio are not wrong to say that. It's in a complete and utter state. Cuba has been for a long, long time. Ever since the Castro days, you had a little ration book. You'd have to go to the state and ask for bread because you were probably unemployed. And even if you were employed, you made hardly any money. There's no real industry or exports. Cuba could grow loads of sugar or bananas or coffee or something, couldn't it? No, all that's failed because of communism. Yep, it doesn't really export much at all. No industry to speak of. People going hungry now. There's not enough petrol for the state to run rubbish trucks. Trash compactor trucks, vans, lorries. There's not enough the state hasn't got enough petrol to do that. Certainly now Venezuela doesn't just give them loads and loads of oil. So the streets are just piling up with rubbish. Classic, that's what communism leads to. Blackouts, nothing works. Look, nothing, it's completely collapsing now. I mean, it's been very, very slowly collapsing ever since the day Fidel Castro stole power. And it's always been like all the buildings half falling down, the plaster falling off the walls. That's always been the case. But now, finally, it's really, really just imploding and collapsing. Not enough petrol, not enough food. Just the whole nine yards. No work. The regime is still really oppressive, though. If you want to set, if you want to set up a democracy movement there, they'll come and get you and you'll disappear or get murdered by the regime. They've still got managed that. They can still do that, though. If you're too pro-American, you're in trouble. There you go. Cuba. Thought I'd bring that to you. Small story. Well, it's not a small story, but for me, and the Bose Show audience is relatively small, but in the world, it's actually quite a big story, but I'll just mention it. Netflix drops bid for Warner Brothers, clearing way for Paramount takeover. So there you go. Paramount will become one of, if not arguably maybe, the biggest thing in streaming TV film. Paramount. Maybe they even have to look at monopoly laws, anti-monopoly laws. I don't know. Paramount will be the biggest player. All right, we are getting towards the top of the hour already. There was a couple of stories. Look at this fawning buffoon. She's got the answers, has she? She can save this country, can she? Where we need net negative migration. We need millions to go. This open borders woman, middle class Nepo baby, claiming to be a plumber. She's got the answers, has she? Okay. Well, one thing then to talk about it, we've got to talk about it really, is that the amount of dodgy voting that went on there, how they weaponized sort of the Gaza thing. I wonder what David Paulden's rabbi will say about that. Where David Paulden talks all about Israel all the time, how terrible and evil Israel is, how the Palestinians are sort of the goodies in all of it, and Britain is evil for even helping Israel in any way, shape or form, that we might make computer chips or software that ultimately ends up in Israeli smart munitions. I wonder what his rabbi says to him about that. All right. The story that there's just loads and loads of what they call family voting. I just en masse the local imam or whoever says, right, we're all voting for this, either this Muslim independent or Labour or now Greens. Everyone in the community, the line comes out. All the men of the family, all the leaders of the male leaders of the household, make sure you and your whole family all vote for this particular thing. In this case, the Greens. Look, there you can see, that's the trend. This is a good indication. I was talking about how people put too much emphasis on the result of a by-election. And although that is the case, this is the trend though, isn't it? Harry, bring it back up so people can see. This trend, Labour, streaming away from Labour en masse. Could Andy Burnham have made a difference? Would have made a... Okay, but then not going to Tories. You might think Labour really, really losing, so the Tories will gain at least a bit. No, Tories losing even more than they had before. Nobody likes Ed Davey. Nobody likes the Lib Dems because they're a joke. With their heads in the sand, pretending the biggest problem in the world is like Elon Musk and Trump. The biggest problem for Britain is Trump and Elon, sort of a thing. Okay, everyone flooding, even if the turnout is really low, flooding to either Reform or Green. This trend, if this trend plays out at the next general election, well, Greens will get a lot more and Reform will get a lot more, whether it'll be enough to form a government one way or another. Imagine the Greens and Reform in a coalition. That would never happen. I'd eat my hat if that happened. As long as the hat's made out of nacho with cheese dipping top. but yeah, that trend, if this plays out across the country. Interesting, is it? The bit I love most about it is this bit. That the Tories didn't pick up any more votes. Or they kept losing even more, if anything. Love that bit of the trend. Yes. Greens crush Labour is the headline. Huge blow for Keir Starmer as Greens secure historic by-election victory. It is their first win at a by-election ever. I mean, they're a tiny party still. They've got five MPs now. I think they had four, and now that she's the fifth one. I think that's right. Or they had five and she's the sixth. I think she's the fifth. But they've got complete charisma vacuums, like that Carla Denyer. That weirdo Carla Denyer. I think she's a Quaker, incidentally. Labour battered into third place in Galton and Denton behind Reform as voters heap fresh misery on embattled PM. Yeah. Look, why would you... Look, Green Party people, Green Party voters that are all about environmentalism, look at that image. With this silly weirdo freak with all the Muslim lettering over it. Do you get it yet? Do you get what the Green Party is yet? I mean, really, it's not about environmentalism, is it? It's about quite a hard-line stripe of socialism, if not actual communism. It's about Islamism. It's about open borders. It's about destroying this country. The Greens, yeah. All right. I mean, don't know how many times you have to tell people. Still get a bunch of boomers on Facebook or whatever that are just about environmentalism. They're not Islamists. They're not crazy hardline communists. And they're still just talking about voting Green because they're worried about, like, their local pond having too much rubbish in it or something. They're worried about the environment. They're worried about greenhouse gases or the ozone layer or something. I'm going to vote Green. I'm going to hand leaflets door to door in my area for the Greens. Get a clue. Hey. Get a clue. All right. There was a bit. This guy battered this guy. I want to try and find the story where it says about Nigel saying about the family voting. Okay, I think I've passed it, but all right. But the family voting thing, i.e., particularly Muslim people engage in all sorts of what is effectively voter fraud, cheating. It's not the way it's supposed to work. But they don't care. It's not their country, is it? It's not their political system they're ruining. They've got their tribal allegiances beyond our national one. Their tribal, racial and religious and ethnic loyalties are to their own in-group. Not to England, not to Britain, not to us, not to the integrity of our political system. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously. Okay, there. Parties demand probe as illegal family voting throws huge by-election into chaos. Yeah, and it was saying that even a completely independent body that's supposed to look at these types of things said, yeah, look, 68% of polling stations observed voter fraud. Let's call it voter fraud rather than family voting. 68% of polling stations. So that's gigantic then. If it was like 5%, it would be a worry. It would be a concern. 68%. What? So how is this a fair vote? Seems like it wasn't, does it? Oh, we're at the top of the hour. It's nearly 9 o'clock. Well, we'll go on for a bit. Why not? It's Friday. We've got the electricity. We've got the internet. Carl doesn't mind. I don't mind. Ian Huntley got bashed up. Lovely. Yeah, why they show this image? That's not what happened. That's not the result. Why are they showing that? Anyway. This is a story. Look, a little 18-month-old baby fell out of a window fell a really long way. It's all right. It's fine. They caught him. They caught him in a coat, and he's all right. That's a long fall, isn't it? He's only 18 months old. Somehow he opened the window on his own and was dangling there for a while. This is in St. Petersburg, by the way, in Russia. He was just dangling there, and people, like, noticed. Like, what? And they got a coat out, like, trying to catch him, like a trampoline type thing, and did. And he's all right. That's a long way. What is that? Like, 8 stories? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 stories! Bloody hell. All right. Fall in 10 stories and you're just all right. Being caught in a coat. This person smashed a car through a building. All right. Martin Clunes is upset that there's travellers living near him. Okay. Bill Gates is just completely disgraced, and just more and more information about him just being a sex pest, essentially. Suffering from VD, one way or another, if the DOJ Epstein dump is to be believed. Riddled. Bill Gates is riddled. Harry's laughing at that. All right. Serious questions. Farage slams, quote, deeply concerning, quote, levels of family voting in by-election. Yeah, it does seem like it's bad, doesn't it? Like, that really did go on. All right. Shall we move on to a little bit of... pardon me. Because I did have a look at, like, all the Russian and Japanese and Chinese and French and German and Australian news this morning, and there was a couple of mildly interesting stories, but nothing set the world alight this morning. So should we just move on to what happened on this day in history? A little bit of that. I like doing that. You like doing that, don't you? Okay, on this day in history, February the 27th, in the year 1693, the first women's magazine, The Lady's Mercury, is published in London. Don't really care. On this day in 1900, the Trade Unions Congress and the Independent Labour Party, formed in 1893, meet in London, resulting in a Labour Representative Committee and eventually the modern UK Labour Party in 1906. Yeah, they've always been full-blown, basically full-blown socialists, and like good Fabians in recent times, sort of pretending they're not. Fabians, wolf in sheep's clothing. We are hardline socialists, if not actual communists, communist adjacent, but we'll sort of pretend we're just sort of workers' union type people. Because that works better at the ballot box. Filthy. For example, when Lenin and Stalin came over in the very early 20th century, oh yeah, Lenin and Stalin came to London, had a Bolshevik conference in London. They were sort of put up by Labour Party people. There you go. Labour Party will throw some sort of big, lavish do somewhere in West London. Top hat and tails. Get Lenin in. They did. There you go. Like Stalin, Yakov Yugashvili, was known as a killer, a gangster, a killer, a bank robber, blow people up. Yeah, get him in, get him over. Yeah, he's one of us, isn't he? All right, the Reichstag fire. On this day in 1933, Nazi Germany's parliament building, the Reichstag, is destroyed by fire. Okay, now this website goes on to say, possibly set by the Nazis. But the Nazis blame and execute Dutch communist Marinus van der Lubbe. Well, it was him. It's a classic bit of history. They always, the Nazis set the Reichstag fire. Almost certainly not. I mean, maybe. It's possible. It is possible. But when you actually look at the detail, no. The communists had gone insane after the 1933 election, where there was a sort of a kind of a shaky coalition government made, and then a deal struck with the National Socialists, and Mr. Hitler being allowed to be the Chancellor. At that point, the communists in Germany went berserk, because they sort of lost. I think it was almost certainly was that Dutch communist that started that fire. There you go. It's a classic bit of revisionist history. The Nazis did it themselves. Did they? All right, well, all right. I don't want to be an apologist for the Nazis. It's just what is historical fact and what isn't. All right, on this day in 1940, Martin Kamen and Sam Rubin discover carbon-14, used for radiocarbon dating, at the University of California Radiation Laboratory in Berkeley, California. Yeah, very interesting for radio dating things. Can't tell how old certain things are. Organic things, right? Can't do it on stone, for example. Okay, on this day in 1957, Mao Zedong's famous speech to the Supreme State Conference, quote, on correct handling of contradictions among people, end quote, expounding Maoist ideas. Great. 1 year later, a classic sort of Maoist communist Chinese slogan thing, on correct handling of contradictions among people. Just further repression, right? Just a further cementing of the one-party state, one-party system. It's only a year after this that Mao launches the Great Leap Forward. One of the most disastrous policies ever to affect humankind. On my own channel, History Bro, I mention from time to time, all the content on there is entirely free, there's no paywall, History Bro. On there, early on on the channel, you'd have to scroll down, I've only got an 18-part series all about Mao Zedong, haven't I? 18-part series, they're about half an hour apiece, so something like 9 hours worth of me talking about Mao Zedong, focusing largely on the Great Leap Forward, which was between 1958, is it, and 1951, 52. Mao launched this set of policies called the Great Leap Forward, where he wanted to massively increase China's industrial output, well, and agriculture output. They would do both at the same time. I won't go into details here, just haven't got time, it isn't a history show, but just to say, the net result of all of that was that tens of millions of people starved to death. I don't know the exact number. Tens of millions. And Mao was like, if you lose one finger, you've still got 9 fingers, so... That's communism. That's communism for you. That's how communism ends. Look at Cuba right now. Look at the way Venezuela was going. Look at North Korea. Massive famines in the 90s. Still, people haven't got enough to eat. The Great Leap Forward. That's what communism ends in. Mass starvation, because it doesn't work. Leftist economic theory of almost any stripe doesn't work. All right, but someone in the chat the other day was accusing me of being a Marxist. Yeah, 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 I'm not a Marxist, bro. Trust me, bro. All right, that's the show. Let's have a look at the Rumble Rants. Let's have a look at the Rumble Rants and the Super Chats. All right, on Rumble, we've got Fictagious says, message to Matt Goodwin. Hey, Matt Goodwin. How did attacking Ben and Advance UK go? And Rupert and Restore Britain work out for you? Oops. Yeah, I don't like Matt Goodwin. Don't trust him. That's funny. It gutted, Matt. Right. TomRat247 says, Heinleinianism fixes this. I guess you're talking about Heinlein. Is it Robert Heinlein? Heinlein, the author, did Starship Troopers and all that. Is that who you're talking about? Heinleinianism fixes this, all of it. Oh, you are talking about, yeah, two-term military service or mother of three ethnically British children gets you the right to vote. Whatever happens, foreigners shouldn't be voting. Yeah, if you're foreign, if you're actually foreign, you shouldn't be able to vote. I remember last time I was at the polling station, just happened to be, it was a couple of general elections ago. Anyway, I was at the polling station, and this woman comes in, and she's got the very strong accent. I don't know if she was Russian or Polish or from Belarus or Lithuania. Oh no, that was it. She was from somewhere in the Baltic. And she comes in there, and she's like, "I want to vote." And they're like, "Well, are you on the electoral list?" She's like, "No, I mean, like, no, And they're like, well, you can't vote. You need to be on the list. You need to be registered. And she kicked up this thing. The whole time I was there, she was arguing, raising her voice, getting angry with these couple of volunteers that are sitting there. Little old man, little old lady. Classic English thing. And they're like, well, we can't help you. I'm sorry. You needed to have registered. And in order... And she was like, well, how do I register? And they're like, well, it's too late now for this election, but you need to have... need to be resident, you need to do various sorts of things. And she's like, I have none of this, I don't. And she was getting really angry that she couldn't vote. But she's just a foreign person. She's just simply a foreign person who's come over relatively recently, I could only surmise. And obviously had no concept about being registered to be able to vote and all that sort of thing. So yeah, these people, that type of person, yeah, you can't vote. You should not be allowed to vote. 100%, 100%, crazy. They think they could just, you could come over on a, or illegally on a dinghy, from wherever, from Syria, and then vote. What? No. No. I'm not having that. No. All right. The YouTube. What have we got? Lammy is the king. Says. Could little Harry please start the music earlier before the show starts? We could do that, couldn't we, Harry? So the Band of Brothers have something to listen to while we're waiting. Keep up the good work, please. It's my ringtone now. Oh, cool. Cool. Lammy is Da Kang. Sorry, let's get it right. Lammy is Ma Kang. Lammy is Ma Kang. It's funny, I see you, bro. I see you in the chat before the show starts occasionally. It's funny. I love it. I appreciate it. You say keep up the great work. You keep up the great work. Little Harry, can we make the music start a bit earlier than usual going forward? Yeah, there you go. Lammy is my Kang. There you go. Yes, we can do that. And we will. Okay. Global Church History says, today 380, I guess you mean in the year 380 AD, Theodosius issues Thessalonica Edict, right? What, locking in Christianity, is that? In the year 425, Constantinople University opens. Interesting. In the year 1782, Parliament votes for US peace. 1782. Oh, is that the final end of the war of the Revolutionary War? I think it is. I think that's what that is. I might be wrong. Because people think 1776, that's the big date. The War of Independence, the Revolutionary War, was in 1776. It went on for years. It went on for years. And it effectively came to an end at like after like Yorktown, right? But then it wasn't formally ended for a few more years. So I think that's what you're talking about there. 1782. Yeah. Because I think for Britain held, if I remember right, Britain like held out in New York, maybe even on Manhattan Island, held a garrison there for a while and sort of threatened to restart the war if they didn't get what they want at the peace table. And that lasted for a few years. There was no more big battles, but Britain would threaten one. And then I think if I recall, that's how it all played out. Anyway. Oh, you also say in 1844... Dominican independence. Okay, less interesting to me, but nonetheless interesting. Okay, that whole island, very sad story, that whole island, isn't it? Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Look at what's gone on over the centuries on that island. Crazy. Okay, Grumpy Grunt... Oh, Grumpy Gruntpa Gaming, I hope I've read that correctly, says, actually, awake early enough to catch you live. Great, thank you. Normally have to watch the VOD at work, 3 a.m. in NYC. Cool, thanks for watching, I'll take it. I'll take it, appreciate it. Yeah, New York. Where dreams come true. So good they named it twice, right? New York, New York. No, thanks for joining us from New York. Mad. Let's hear it for New York. I won't sing. I can't sing. All right. Anthony Paul Willis says, Don't be too upset by the green wind. It's all right, I'm not. I find it mildly funny. It's one in the column for the accelerationists, isn't it? That's the way I look at it. And it's funny Matt Goodwin didn't win. All right, don't be too upset by the green wind. She's a plumber. So that shows that the public to want to send people to Parliament that will clear the crap out. Okay. A plumber joke. She can flush them out. Flush them out. She's a plumber, don't you know? She's not a plumber. She's not a plumber. Don't know why she tried to spin that, of all things. Oh, and an electrician, I think she said in her acceptance speech. She said, I'm a plumber, and I recently got some sort of certificate for being an electrician as well. Are you, love? Are you? You're a sparky. You're a sparky now, are you? Doubt it. Okay. Mr. Gently Benevolent says, I appreciate how you keep Harry in his place by implying he's a midget every episode. Good use of hierarchy, Uncle Bo. That's funny. I don't mean to do that. I don't mean to do that. It's just what he's called in the office, because we've got Harry Robinson, haven't we? Who is truly massive. I don't think he's got a thyroid problem. I don't think he actually suffers from gigantism. Well, he doesn't. He doesn't. But he is really tall. And so even Harry, who's like 6 foot, 6'1" or something rather, he's still little Harry, even though he's not little at all. So, and he doesn't seem to mind. He's comfortable in his own skin. He doesn't care. It's funny. It's fine. All right. Let's have a look. King Philip, 1861, says, Uncle Bosey, what is your opinion on jellied eels? Curious in Oregon. Oregon, that's where my dad's from, Oregon. Near Springfield. Near-ish Springfield, Oregon. Incidentally, that's where Matt Goering was from. You know that whole thing in The Simpsons? Because there's loads of places in America called Springfield. Dozens, maybe hundreds of different little tiny towns called Springfield. And it was a thing in The Simpsons for a long time that they wouldn't tell you what state The Simpsons Springfield is supposed to be. Well, if it's anything to do with Matt Goering himself, it's Oregon. It's the Oregon there. It's Oregon, Springfield, Oregon. Anyway, that's a side note. What's my opinion of jellied eels? Well, being a Londoner myself, I'm really more of an Essex boy. Nonetheless, yeah, jellied eels, quite nice. It's an acquired taste, I'll give you that. Like eel itself, eel meat is nice. It's like any other sort of, like a tuna steak, I suppose. Is it even? I suppose that's the first thing that springs to mind. It's something like a tuna steak is eel meat. So fine, nice, delicious. It's the jellied thing that people don't like. Cold, jellied and cold. That's the acquired taste of it. It's like, if you like, say, cold oysters, for example, or something like that, cold cockles, cold shellfish, if you're fine with cold mussels, say, or a pork pie with jelly in it, round it, if you're fine with all that sort of thing, fine, I'm sure you'll like jellied eels. I'd eat jellied eels, no problem. Have done loads of times. For anyone out there who doesn't know what I'm blathering on about, it's just the delicacy of East London. Jellied eels, a classic, almost cliche, jellied eels. Yeah, I've had them loads of times. They're quite nice, but I can see why a lot of people wouldn't like it. Or some people couldn't handle cold oysters. It would make them puke or whatever. So that's my opinion of jellied eels. Quite like them. It's not my go-to thing. I'd rather have a KFC with gravy. You can have a little pot of jellied eels, or three pieces of fried chicken from KFC drowned in KFC gravy. I'm picking the KFC. Anyway, jelly deals are all right. Jelly deals are all right. Give them a whirl. Okay. Next one says, Catherine Gilligan, 4404, says, family voting against the law. How much you want to bet nothing gets done? Yeah. Again, it would take a sort of political backbone from the government of the day to address that properly and fully. So we certainly pass an act of parliament to tighten everything up and prevent that from happening. Certainly not going to get that from Labour. They won't even mention it, almost certainly. They will spend no political time or energy or capital on addressing that. None. Well, they think it's in their interest. It's not, is it? It's now only really in the interests of the Green Party and independent, Muslim independents. But still, Labour won't do anything about that. Like the way they won't do as little as they possibly can about rape gangs. Will, if Reform became the government, would they do anything about it? You would hope so. Wayne Nigel's been talking about it today. You would hope so. Would they? Would he really? Or is it if you do anything or say anything against Islam, Zia Yusuf threatens to resign, and for some reason Nigel doesn't want that? Or if you alienate Islam, you lose, is what Nigel thinks and has said. I don't know. You would hope if Reform got in, they would do something about it. But this current government certainly won't do that. All right, we've got quite a few more, so I'll whip through them because it's already 20 past nine. I mean, it's Friday. We're in no rush. Okay, where did I get to? Sorry, I've lost my place. Where did I get to? Okay. Bogoslawa says, we may be the glorious band in low English, but in high English, we were the worldly world. The foremost drip. You're using old English language, old English words that I can't pronounce properly, or high English words I can't pronounce properly. The hardened heap. The hardened heap. We were not ethno-nationalists. We are the Theod men. God bless. Oh, well, no, God bless. And thanks for the money there. Interesting. Interesting. I'm not that great with languages. Like, even like something like Chaucer, I'm not great with. That's for proper old English. Yeah. Should be better than I am, really, but I'm all right with sort of Shakespeare. Got my ear in for Shakespeare or something like Edward Gibbon. But yeah, going back to actual sort of middle English, like Chaucer stuff, and yeah, old English I can't do. I've got very little Latin. I actually studied Latin a little bit. Can't remember hardly any of it. Very little Latin. Obviously got a GCSE in French. Can't remember much of it at all. A few sentences. Did a course undergrad in Greek, ancient Greek. Can't remember hardly any. Literally like a couple of words. I'm not great at foreign languages. I'm an Englishman. I'll just anglicise English. I'll just speak English more loudly at foreigners. Worked for us. Worked for us before. Can work for us again. Make speaking English loudly at foreigners great again. That's what I say. All right. Simon Brandy 9662 says, sectarianism should not scare us. We are the majority. Use the moment to galvanise patriots to back Rupert. The election needs to be too big to rig. Yeah, I agree with all of that. Absolutely 100% all of that. Certainly the last bit's there. But the first bit about sectarianism should not scare us. We are the majority. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. But, you know, it just locks in, it just locks in some sort of conflict, though, doesn't it? I mean, you're right. Maybe it's just, it is what it is now. It is locked in. It's going to happen. Get used to the idea. Something should never have happened, should it? If it wasn't for Blair and everyone since Blair. Oh, it's older than Blair even, isn't it? Going back to the late 60s or even earlier. We shouldn't have to be facing this nightmare. But still, I suppose I do agree with everything you've said there, Simon Brandy. Use the momentum to galvanise patriots to back Rupert. Yes, aim high, vote low, millions must go. All right. LJNV says, what's the plan to get the normies to vote restore? Just get the name out there. Hopefully the argument will stand on its own. I think that. I hope that. At the moment, it's an exercise in defeating the argument that some restore-tards use. Sorry, reform-tards. Restore-tards, reform-tards. The argument that a lot of reform-tards use is that no one's ever heard of Rupert. No one's ever heard of or is going to hear about Restore. So it's all a big waste of time. All you're doing is splitting the vote. It's all pointless. Well, let's defeat that argument. That's actually quite an easy argument to defeat in terms of there's plenty of people in this sphere with quite a large following. Right? Loads of people. From Tommy on down. Calvi Robinson's got a Twitter account with 400,000 or whatever. There's loads of people. The exercise, the process of getting it out there, that can be done. Oh, that can be done. That's one thing we can do. Make Rupert a household name. Make Restore a household name. Yeah, if that's the first hurdle to overcome. Oh, we can do that. That's doable. Then, how do you actually, as you say, how do you actually get the normies on board? Well, the argument itself. Don't need to particularly spin it. Don't need to particularly bamboozle them into anything. Do we? We don't need to actually cynically try and manipulate them in any way. The truth, the reality should stand, I would like to think, should stand on its own, that we are being invaded and demographically replaced in our one and only ancestral homeland. And that the idea of becoming a hated and marginalised minority in your only ancestral homeland is not desirable. And the only real way to fix it is mass deportations to the tune of millions. And the normies can, once they're aware of that argument, of that whole debate, they can take it or leave it. They can go down the green route if they want. Pick the side of the Islamists and the communists if they want, of course. Or join Rupert in taking our country back. Let the argument stand, fall or stand on its own merit. I truly believe that there are millions and millions of people out there that if and when normies, if and when they hear this, will vote for it. Like I say, the turnout, under 50% at that last. So what are the other 50% doing? They're so disenchanted. They don't even bother to turn up for Matt Goodwin. And why would you? Oh, yay, Matt Goodwin standing in my constituency. Yeah. The milquetoast Sivnat nothing man and the hypnotoad are going to stand in my constituency and then tell me that they won't or can't confront the spectre of the Islamization of Britain and our demographic replacement. Yay, Matt Goodwin. All those people. If and when they realise, they find out they've got an option in Restore and Rupert, will they come out en masse on polling day? I think so. I hope so. That silent mass of people that feel themselves entirely disenfranchised. Let the argument stand on or fall on its own merit. That's what I say. That's how you get the normies on side. Simply make them aware that they've got an option. Some of them will go further left. Some of them will be like, oh, hell no, I'm voting Green now. Oh, hell no, give me Ed Davey, please. A lot of them won't, I think. Might be wrong. We'll see, won't we, in 2029. On the big day, we'll see. All right, the same person, LJMV, says, check out Asher Logos, ? Not so much his historical videos, but more of his philosophical videos. His historical videos aren't 100% accurate, but good. Okay, still haven't. Sorry about that. I will. And I'll check out his more philosophical stuff, because a couple of other people have asked me about that as well. So I still haven't. Been very busy. But I will do. Maybe over the weekend I'll. Now you've asked like 3 or 4 times even. And I said I would. I will. When I say I'll do something, I nearly always do, but not always very quickly. Some people that request certain videos on epochs, this might be like a year or two before I get round to it. But if I say I will, I nearly always will. And I've said I will here, so I will. But okay, thank you. Thank you for the super chat. Mr. Gently Benevolent again says, steady on, Bo. Kim does not have Josh's hair. He can't be all bad. Kim Jong-un, you're talking about there, I imagine, not Kim Kardashian. give it a bit of a push and Josh Ong Sung could have you as the national broadcaster. Yeah. Josh's haircut. Sometimes it really does look like a Mao haircut, doesn't it? Sometimes. I mean, that's the thing about being a bald man, is you can't really take the mickey out of other people's haircuts. Although I'm not taking the mickey. It suits Josh. His haircut suits him. I'm not having a pop. I mean, he jokes about it. Josh has joked about it openly. That it's a bit like Mao Zedong. Sometimes. Okay. Varaug 231. Thanks for the money there. Half decent, pretty decent amount of money there. Thanks for that. You say, I sometimes think that if a vote gets less than 50% turnout, it should be considered null and void, or at least a serious failure in some way. Yeah, I mean, I get that. I understand that, yeah. If there's such a low turnout that it's null.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I agree with your sentiment there. I absolutely agree with your sentiment. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Wrench Racing says, when Islam is done with the Greens, neither she nor Polanski will be any part of it. They will install more of their own, using any party to gain power. Yeah, absolutely. That's how Islam historically always conducts itself in a democratic society. They play the game to the point where they get power, and then it's Islamism, and then it's Sharia. It's not racist or bigoted to say that. That's noticing historic fact. That's how it goes. They quite often use leftists or communist socialists as the host body to do that. Loads of examples of that throughout history, throughout the world, in modern times. That's what they do. Yeah, Zach Polanski, a Jewish person. They won't tolerate him at the top for all that long once they get control, truly get control of that party. Yeah. Get with it. Get a clue. Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right there. Okay. LJ Envy says, I think Lowe should emphasise looking after the environment, not the hippie style. I think Lowe should emphasise looking after the environment, not the hippie style. Also look at getting young people into housing. Environmentalism isn't high on my list at all. Young people getting housing, yeah, housing, sure. Environmentalism. I think most of it is, as Trump says, most of it is a hoax. Like, pollution is one thing. Like, pollution is bad. I'm against pollution. Right? But as for the climate change due to, like, man-made CO2, I think people get all, like, the climate stuff and pollution mixed up as if it's all one and the same thing. But anyway, thanks for the super chat. Same person says, Farage worried about family voting, yet still tries to appease everyone, thinks everyone is a blank slate. You don't stop cancer by removing a little. Yeah, good point. Absolutely. Yeah, Farage is living in a different world. He's playing some containment game, isn't he? Obviously. Farage has always been containment, even openly so. Bragging over the years about how he's destroyed any right of centre movement or right wing movement. Happy about it, absolutely open about it. He's obviously it's a containment project. Yeah, you don't stop cancer by removing a little, right? Yeah, absolutely. JC Warlock says, "Hey, dude, can you validate?" Can you validate Epstein had a second island next door called Great St. James? I brought this to Tim Pool and he said I made it up. Well, I don't know. Well, what I do know, I can only tell you what I know at this point. There is a little St. James and a big St. James, or large St. James, whatever it's called. There are two islands there. Yeah, absolutely. That's true. That's absolutely the case. I don't know whether Epstein owned the other one, though. Can you validate Epstein had a second island next door? Well, there is an island next door called, like, Big St. James, is it? Or Large St. James, whatever it was. Great St. James. Yeah, there's Great St. James and Little St. James. That's definitely true. And I just personally don't know if Epstein owned the other one as well. Sorry, I can try and look into it. Well, I will look into that. But off the top of my head, I don't know. I thought he only owned Little St. James, but I might be wrong. Tim Pool said you made it up. Well, there definitely is a Great St. James. I'm 99% sure of that. Okay, but I don't know if Epstein actually owned that as well. Okay. Last four or five here. Marcos855 says, Bo, did you catch the Aussie Tory who said in an interview that the country needed even more hate speech laws and censorship laws? We're so cooked. Yeah, in the Australian news, there's... Yeah. Australia, you do need that that more patriotic party to get in, don't you? Because the equivalent of Labour and Lib Dem types in Australia are insane. They're insane, aren't they? Their answer to everything is more repression, isn't it? The way lockdown was conducted in Australia and New Zealand. Terrible, terrible. Something like the Bondi Beach massacre happens. Oh, we've just got to stop people from having freedom of speech and freedom of expression more. That's the way to deal with this. Like, no mention of Islam in the legislation. Obviously not going to stop mass immigration. Imagine that. Imagine your worldview. Something like the Bondi Beach massacre happens and you think, we'll just stop people talking about it. Don't say we're cooked. You're not. You get it back. You can win it. Nothing's over. Nothing's over. Don't be defeatist. Get out there and work hard for your patriotic parties. Nothing's over. That's their most powerful tool, is to make you think it's over, it's done, you can't do anything, give up, don't even try. No. Do try, do turn up. Do try and make a difference. It's not over. It's only just begun. We've only just begun. Okay, Danny Williams, 1279... doesn't say anything and just gives a bit of money. Thanks for that. Oh, but straight after, you do say, my argument isn't that nobody has heard of Rupert. It's that his policies sound exclusionary, even if they aren't. It needs massive prefacing splits. And then you've put a poop emoji. Get on board. Get in. Stop naysaying. Oh, his policies are exclusionary sounding. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to exclude people that are invaders and want to destroy our country and at odds with our country. Yeah, we're going to exclude them. Come on, Danny. Come on. Get with it. They sound exclusionary. Well, they are, though. Stop being afraid of it. Stop. What kind of wishy-washy liberal nonsense is that? They sound exclusionary. Binjim 6794 says, King Bo, Richard Inman is traitor. Richard Inman. Was he who is that? I don't know who that is. Is he? Oh, I was thinking of John Inman. I don't know who Richard Inman is. Sorry. But you've called me King Bo there, so I'll take it. Cheers. Alright. Midas Touch 2022 says, Josh looks the ringer of Brendan Fraser. You think so? Oh, that's what I see. I suppose I see. Yeah, Brendan Fraser. The actor. Yeah, I can see a similarity. I can see what you're saying. JC Warlock says, look for GSJ in the files, yeah. I don't know who GSJ is. Who's GSJ? It's Great St. James. He was developing it, and and multiple references to it in the files. It was named under Bin Salman guy. Okay, interesting. I will look a bit into that then. If you say so, I'm certainly not gonna accuse you of making it up. I don't know one way or another, so you may well be right. You say it was named under or registered under, is that Mohammed bin Salman, the leader of Saudi Arabia? He's not the actual king, is he? But Mohammed bin Salman, it was registered under Great St. James's. Yeah, that's another thing. There's certain things about the Epstein thing they don't want to talk about, do they? The Israeli connection, how he was connected to Ehud Barak. And the Mohammed bin Salman connection. I don't want to talk about that. Nathaniel Rothschild, no. Yeah, the Mohammed bin Salman connection as well. The corporate mainstream media are terrified to talk about it, aren't they? Terrified. All right, and the last one from Val Chronification. Val Chronification says, Islam hasn't just used subterfuge to conquer. It was coming for Europe with Ottoman armies. It's true, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Ottoman Sultan got as far as Vienna, didn't he? We're talking, like, what, the 16th century here, 17th century. Yeah, naval battles in the Mediterranean. Oh, it's a proselytizing, conquering creed, isn't it? Ideology, religion. Yeah, the ultimate aim of it is that the whole world becomes Islamic. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be fooled. It's proselytizing. It wants you, needs you, really, to convert. You. Yeah. All right, they're all the super chats for today. Oh, look, 9:40. 9:40, how about that? Bumper episode on Friday. Hope you've enjoyed it. You have been the glorious band, the chosen few, my band of brothers. And a few sisters. Cheers. Try and make the best of the weekend ahead, of the day ahead and the weekend if you can. Try and get stuff done. Try and make it count. Do things of some value if you can. All right, enjoy it. Until Monday morning then, take care.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.